Someone else just wants to know your opinion on the proposed pebble mine.
Oh, my goodness. That's the first time I've been asked that question. the pebble mine, very, very controversial issue. And my opinion on the project is that as a state legislator, I am doing everything I can to scrutinize the existing approval process and to make sure that every safeguard possible is in place before the project goes to the permitting stage, and then ultimately, if it ever gets to the development stage, before ground is churned up on the project. And we have gotten, the project is so much a lightning rod for discussion that we've had a few hearings on it here in Juneau this session, and we're looking to get money for a National Research Council study on the impact of the mine from a number of angles, not just the environmental aspect, but also from the socioeconomic, the demographic impact on the region. And so I think we're making progress on it. And, if the project does go forward, in my estimation, it should only go forward in a way that provides the maximum amount of protection for the Bristol Bay watershed.
And so what is the status of that current study, the independent party study, looking at all those different aspects?
It's a work in progress. We have got support for it. There's one approach that we're taking with the Legislative Council to perhaps redirect money that was in the budget last year that didn't get spent in this calendar year. And so we are looking at that opportunity. And that all ties into, of course, the Legislative Council and its attempt to spend money to buy a building on the 9th Avenue in Anchorage to create an office building for the legislature. If that bid for that building in Anchorage is not successful, and it appears it won't be, then we are going to attempt to redirect that money to the third-party study for the Pebble Mine.
Along the same line of questioning, sort of environmental issues, someone else says, I'm actually very curious to know why more resources aren't going into alternative geothermal energy in Unalaska when we have great potential and very high shipping costs in the area. Can you respond to that query?
Well, certainly I think the mayor and others could speak a lot more definitively on the subject than I. But let me just back up and say, from a high-level point of view, that funding for all geothermal projects throughout the state at this point generally comes through the Renewable Energy Grant Fund source project. And that pot of money, I'm happy to report, by the way, on that subject, was increased in the Senate's capital budget from $25 million to $50 million. And so that's something that I fully support. And but in order to compete for that $50 million at Renewable Energy Grant Fund money, you have to go through a process through the Alaska Energy Authority. And, there are some issues with the Unalaska geothermal project in terms of the private owner and the city. And there's some issues, I think, that need to be worked out between the two entities. And we did get some money for it a few years back. I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, $1.5 million. And so we have gotten some funding to it, but at this point, I don't think it's risen to the point where the project would be coming forward to the state for additional funding.
Okay. Good to get that the state perspective update on the project. A caller just buzzed in and asked, will our local residents benefit from the presence of Shell Oil? Will Unalaskans see more job opportunities?
Well, that's another great question for your local leadership. The Shell Oil folks were in Juneau last week, and they gave a presentation on, the proposed activities. This was before Secretary Salazar made his determination about the upcoming 5-year leasing schedule. And I did ask the Shell Oil representative about Unalaska's role in terms of being a transshipment center for supplies that would go up towards the exploration drilling in the Chukchi and the Beaufort area. And, you know, last week and this week are completely different. You know, the viewpoints have changed considerably because of the Secretary's announcement and then the knowledge that that Shell, I think they got their EPA permits for the Chukchi. And so they're inching closer to being able to get to that go or no-go decision in terms of their summer activities. And from what I understand, and I did talk to Mayor Marquardt about this, that Unalaska would certainly play a role. Now, to the details and the extent of what that might be, you know, I would ask the caller to turn to City Hall to get more information on that.
So other questions? We actually got quite a few questions emailed in, which is always great. How can Unalaska receive government support for improving our airport and lengthening our runway, like they're doing in Accutane, building a new airport, in order to increase our flight options and possibly decrease the costs?
Well, that question has been around for a long time, obviously. And with a runway that's, 3,900 feet, and certainly with a community that is the epicenter of $1 billion ground fishing industry, and with all the activity that takes place and the challenges flying folks in for the A season and just regular air service, you know, the need to expand the runway clearly is there. Now, the issue of funding and all the permitting process, I've talked to City Manager Laddick on this issue a number of occasions, is sort of, you know, another matter. And I think suffice it to say that it would require a great amount of money to make the addition happen, and that most of that money would have to come from federal sources. And, you know, that, you know, is going to be a huge undertaking. And I know for a fact that it's still a priority of the cities. But, you know, at this point, I think that they are undergoing they're still working at it at the local level, and the prospect of federal funding through the Federal Highway Transportation Act, which fortunately for Alaska was extended one more year, the TLU formula, which is good news for the state, but the prospects of getting that major act reauthorized do not bode particularly well for the amount of money that Alaska is going to get on a per capita basis. And so for a larger project like the Unalaska runway, you know, we'll just have to keep working on it and continue making it a priority.
The next caller asks, do you agree with Senator Lyman Hoffman, who wants to put $200 million of the budget into savings? And if so, why?
Well, it's more than just $200 million, because it is, if you look at the overall picture, it's $200 million at the present, based on the price of oil being about $88, $89 a barrel here in the last few days. But it also would be in addition to $400 million through the supplemental budget that we discussed a few minutes ago, and the forward funding of education, which is $1.1 billion. So we're looking at nearly $2 billion essentially going into savings, if you will. If we forward fund education this year, that means that we don't have to fund it next year, unless we choose to forward fund it as well. So, it's an interesting question, because it brings us back to the first part of this conversation this morning, and that is, the competing philosophies of spending money to catch up on capital projects all around the state, ports, harbors, airports, high school projects, roads and so forth, versus the need to keep socking money away for the time when the oil production, as it presently is, declining 5 to 6 to 7% a year, might find us in a position where we need to dip into those savings accounts just to make ends meet with the state budget.
Okay, so you do support putting more money away into savings?
Yes.
Okay. As long as we are on the subject of money, another question written in yesterday from the public. State legislators cannot accept gifts or expensive meals from lobbyists and others, but you and many other legislators attended the seafood reception hosted by Unalaska. That reception cost about $16,800, which means it probably cost well more than $100 per person. Why is it ethical to attend this event and accept the food?
Boy, good question. I commend the person who wrote that question, because that I think is a real astute observation. For myself personally, when I traveled down to Unalaska, I came down with the Energy Committee, so my travel was funded by the legislature, and my hotel and my airfare was covered by the legislature. And in terms of the reporting requirements for each legislator is, if you get a gift of more than $250, you've got 30 days to report that to the Ethics Committee. And the seafood reception, you know, an important delineation here is gifts that are provided by lobbyists and gifts that are not provided by lobbyists. And so the fact that the seafood reception, which I think we can narrow this discussion down for myself personally here, was not provided by the lobbyists, but was funded, I believe, by the city, if I'm not mistaken, was not something I was required to report because, number one, it wasn't a lobbyist. Number two, it didn't exceed the $250 threshold.
How many people attended the reception?
Oh, boy, good question. I was there, and certainly the whole place was filled. You're asking me to jog my memory here. That we did have a number of legislators and a few legislative staffers and folks from AML and a couple of agencies. There was quite a bit, and I would say too, to round out this discussion, that it's very important to have this kind of to have high level officials travel to Unalaska. And, you know, we've got $7 million in the budget for Unalaska, and it's not by accident. And it's through the hard work of the city, it's through the hard work of folks on this end, and it's through the familiarization that a lot of legislators and other advocates have with the needs of Unalaska. So I think it's all well spent, and, you know, got a lot more things to provide for the city, and we need help any way we can find it down here in Juneau to make it happen.